Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about what it looks like to be strong and courageous practically. Now, for starters, I want to share with you one of my favorite life Bible verses, and it's coming from Joshua 1:9. And it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I absolutely love this Bible verse because anytime I am about to embark upon an assignment that God has given me, it's like the Lord reminds me of this verse because he knows when we're doing big things, kingdom things, it's going to be hard, you know, and even if it's just a natural thing that you're doing for a job that you have, sometimes it's going to be scary. Sometimes it's going to be challenging. It's going to be hard to embark upon that new task or that new assignment. And so it's moments like this when the Lord was saying, be strong and courageous. And so in this episode, we're going to dive into this piece by piece. I'm going to take this bite-sized pieces as we go along the way and we learn what is God telling us in this particular passage of scripture. Now, let me tell you something before we start. I have this verse on my Bible cover. I have it on my refrigerator. It's like all around me because, again, it's a life verse that I have for me. And I'm about kingdom business and I'm about doing the things that God has called me to do. And so this is just a great reminder for me. And so without further delay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Now, as we dive into this, I do want to give a little bit of backstory because this is during a time when Joshua is now about to fulfill the big shoes of Moses. He is now about to lead the children of Israel into the promised land that God wants to give them. And as we know, if we read the story of Joshua, we know that Joshua had some faith, okay? He was not afraid. He had some faith. Him and Caleb believed that they can go in and conquer the land. And so God raised up Joshua to be the new leader. And so that's a little bit of the backstory. Now, you got to know that there probably was going to be some fear that Joshua was feeling. You know, here he was about to go and lead the people in, but this is a big task. This is a big job. And so God wanted to prepare Joshua ahead of time and let him know, listen, I am commanding you to be strong and courageous. So let's go ahead and go deeper into this. So let me tell you something. When God calls you and I to take on a task or a big assignment, then he wants us, just like he was calling Joshua, to be strong and courageous. All right. And so, you know, I like to break down words. If you follow my podcast, if you subscribe to my podcast or listen, let me tell you something. I break down words because I really want us to grasp what the Lord is telling us. And so in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, the word strong actually means to be effective or efficient, especially in a specified direction. I love, love, love this version. It goes on to say it's not easily injured or disturbed. It's well established and firm. Okay. Now, let me tell you what strong means in the Greek: powerful, influential, and possible. Now, we know that there is nothing that is impossible with God. It's possible in Him, not in and of ourselves, but in Him. Okay. And then the word courageous means not disturbed by danger or pain, to be brave. So God is calling us to be brave. He is commanding us to be effective, to be efficient, to be well established, to not be disturbed. It's taking that firm grip on Jesus Christ while understanding the mission and pressing forward with strength and courage. And remember this, we got to remember Mary. Remember when Mary was like, you know what? How am I going to go and do this? I'm a virgin. Like, how am I going to carry the Son of God? How am I going to do that? And so what did the angel tell her? The angel of the Lord said, nothing is impossible with God. So when we're embarking upon a hard task or an assignment that God's given us and we're afraid or we're shaking in our boots, the Lord is telling us, nothing is impossible with me. Nothing is impossible. There is nothing that is too hard for me. And yes, I am calling you. So be strong and courageous. This is what being strong and courageous looks like for us practically. Well, all right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, then I'm going to share more tips on what this looks like for us to be strong and courageous as we do the things that God is calling us to do. Let's go ahead and dive into some more tips in this episode. Now, I feel like God knew that Joshua was going to be afraid at times, and so he had to encourage him just like he was encouraging Moses during this time. And so he's telling us up front, just as he told Joshua, don't be afraid. Now, what does fear look like? Well, for starters, by definition, it means anxious, concern, and apprehensive. So God is saying to us, I want you to move forward without anxiety and apprehension. Don't be anxious for anything. We know that verse. We hear it all the time. And that's what God is saying. He's saying, cast your cares upon me. But he's telling us to fear not. And there's so many times in the Bible when the Lord tells us to fear not, because he's wanting us to advance in faith and not fear. So we have to release the fear. And so how do we practically release the fear? All right, so I'm going to give you a couple of practical things. And this is some of the same things that I do in my own life when I'm afraid, especially when I'm taking on a big task. All right, so number one is going to be to speak scriptures on fear, like speak it out loud, speak it over your life so that you can calm your fear, so you can calm your anxiety and calm your mind. You have to renew your mind with the word of God. So what I like to do is to search out the scriptures on it. So I will read up on scriptures on fear. I will read up scriptures on faith. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing, and also on trusting God. So those are the three areas that I want you to research, and I want you to speak out loud over yourself. The other thing I would tell you to do is to pause and pray. That's right. When you feel afraid and when you start feeling anxious, pause and pray. Even meditate on scriptures, just like say it over and over and over again, and just kind of think about what God is saying about fear in that moment. And then talk to God about how you feel. Like, really tell him, Lord, I'm afraid. Be honest with God. Say, I'm scared. Like, I need your help right now because I am afraid. So that's that pause and pray part. The other thing I would tell you to do is to grab this book that I want to encourage you to do. It's a little small book, and it's by Stormy Omartian, and it's called The Power of Praying Through Fear. This is so good, and I love this book. I have the big version of the book, and I also have the little small book of prayers. So I encourage you to go ahead and go on Amazon and grab this book because it is so, so helpful. I'm telling you, this woman, she is anointed by God. I am all about giving good resources. And so if you don't have this book, go and get it. And if you do have this book and you're feeling afraid, go pull it off the shelf and go read it, okay? The other thing I would tell you is to listen to messages on how to overcome fear. So you can pull up YouTube, you know, make sure you're discerning and picking up the right messages, the right videos, but learn how to overcome fear by listening to messages, right? The other thing I would tell you is to fight fear and keep moving forward. You got to fight it, and you've got to move forward, because let me tell you something, nothing happens until you start moving. So you have to lay down the fear. You have to fight the fear, and you have to fight against Satan. We know that 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And this is also a time when the Apostle Paul was encouraging Timothy, young Timothy, to let him know, listen, as you go out there, you're going to feel afraid, but God has not given you that spirit. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but to go forth with the power of the Holy Spirit, to go forth as the Lord leads you by his Spirit, to go forth in love. And I'm telling you the same thing. I'm speaking this over you right now. This is what God is telling you right now, to go forth with bravery. Do not be afraid. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you by his power, and to love people, to go forth with love for people and with a sound mind, which is not being anxious in your thoughts. And so that's what God is telling you, and that's what God is telling me. Now let's move on to the part where God says, do not be discouraged. personally, I would read this particular passage of scripture and I got like, the Lord is commanding you to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. And then I would get to the part about do not be discouraged. And I would just glance over it or just keep going forward. But then one day the Lord had me to pause and really think about this particular part of the scripture. And when he says, do not be discouraged, the reason why he's saying that, and he showed this to me, is because there are going to be moments when you're doing what I'm calling you to do and you're going to be discouraged. And that happened to me. I got discouraged with something as I was moving forward and I really got low. Like my spirit was low, all the things. And the Lord said, that's what I mean when I say, do not be discouraged. Instead, be encouraged. Be encouraged by my word. Be encouraged to keep moving forward in the task, even when you see that things are not working out in the way that you thought they would work out. And sometimes that will happen. Sometimes there will be a rejection. Sometimes there will be some no's, you know, I mean, you're looking for a yes, but then you get that no. There'll be some closed doors that's going to discourage you. There'll be some resources that you need that are not happening right away, and that can discourage you. You know, maybe God's not moving in the way that you thought he would move, and that will discourage you. People will discourage you. I'm telling you, there are so many things along the way that will discourage you. You may hear a message that may discourage you, and you have to like kick all of that out and say, you know what? God says, do not be discouraged. He already prepared you. He already said, I am commanding you. Do not be discouraged, because here's the thing. If you are too discouraged, guess what? You're not going to keep moving. You're not going to finish the task. You're not going to finish the assignment. You're not going to go forth and do the very thing that God is calling you to do. And so that's a danger zone. And so God's saying, no, 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 do not be discouraged. So he was preparing Joshua ahead of time, just as he is preparing you right now. It's in those moments when you have to remember when God says, do not be discouraged. All right, so let's move on to the next part when it says, I will be with you wherever you go. This is when God is saying, listen, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. And I don't know about you, but this is so comforting to me to know that I have a big God that's with me wherever he is leading me. So you've got to remember, he is with you on assignment. He is with you for this big, major task that you may even feel like this is too big for me to even handle. God's saying, I got you. I'm with you, baby girl. I got you. I am here with you. All right. So our job at that moment is to trust him. And guess what? Joshua got the job done, and you will too, because he was strong and courageous. And if there ever was a time when Joshua was discouraged, then guess what? The Lord reminded him, I will be with you just as I was with Moses. And God is saying the same thing to you and to me today. So be encouraged, my sister, or even if you're a brother listening to this right now, God is saying, listen, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, because I will be with you wherever you go. Well, all right. I hope this episode has helped you, has encouraged you in some way. I do want to let you know that Revival in Austin, Texas is coming this fall with a pre-revival leadership event that's called Refuel. The whole event is actually called Come All. So the invitations are going out. If you're listening to this in 2023, this is happening now. Okay. This is a big assignment that God has given to me in this hour. And so if you want to learn more about it, you can go ahead and visit insideoutw.org, and there are going to be dates and more details about it. And I hope to see you there. Until next time, let's be strong and courageous. Thanks for joining me. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.